Early last month, Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear's Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform held its first meeting to begin the process of addressing a long-discussed issue in the Commonwealth. They'll wrap up their workshops early next month and begin a series of public meetings around the state with a session in Paducah in late May. Tax reform is a complex and contentious set of issues, and to get some perspective on how the commission will navigate those issues, I sat down with one of its members, CSI Chairman and former Board Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, John Williams Sr.
The commission will have held a total of 12 meetings by the end of the year, and they're meeting all over the Commonwealth. You've already met twice, in both times in Frankfort, and you'll meet again in Frankfort and in Paducah next month. What's the purpose behind these meetings, and why are they being held throughout the state?
Well, across the state, purpose is for public hearings. We have five public hearings, the first one being May 29th in Paducah, and there's one in each congressional district through August. The meetings in Frankfort have been our workshop meetings, and we will have one more May the 8th. And the first two workshop sessions, actually we've met three times, but two of them have been working sessions. We're developing a foundation of understanding the tax system and what the options might be. But when we go on the road across the state, the purpose of that is to listen to the public.
Well, some have been talking about the need for modernizing the tax code. Do you know what that means when they say that?
Typically, someone who says that is reflecting the change in the economy to be a more service-based economy. And that speaks to sales tax on some services, primarily personally consumable services. And we do have more activity in that side than we had 30 years ago, for example. That would be modernizing. Another example of modernizing would be if you look at the Kentucky personal income tax return, you'll see that we have a progressive system, but it's progressive only from $2,000 a year to $8,000 a year. And that was set in 1930. And so there's no logic to it today. And if you compute the differences between 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.8, and then 6%, which are the numbers on the personal tax return, you compute those at $75,000, the difference between 6% across the board and those staggered is only $344, so it's more perception than reality.
Right. Well, according to Governor Beshear, the commission has five goals, the first being fairness. With President Obama's current rhetoric about the Buffett rule, that's an issue that's received quite a bit of attention lately. As it stands now, how fair is Kentucky's tax code to the individual taxpayer?
Well, you have to start by understanding that the level of progressivity at personal tax level is totally different in states from federal. Mm-hmm. I mean, federal is a totally different situation than states. And there aren't any states that deal with the same kind of progressivity questions that we deal with at the federal level. The fairness issues that we've looked at so far deal, when you look across industries, on the commercial side, for example, on the corporate side, over time, the General Assembly has adopted exemptions for specific industries. So just because you're in business doesn't mean that you're paying a fair rate compared to other people in business. That's one classic example of fairness that we've looked at, and literally there are some striking exceptions in that regard.
Are there any proposals on the table now that could make it fair? Do you think, for instance, that restoring Kentucky's estate tax that would apply to people with assets over $1 million or closing exemptions on luxury services like limo rides would make the code more fair?
Well, a limousine is an example of a service that's not taxed today. I recently looked at the 183 services that are classified by the Tax Administrators Association. And limousine is in that, or country club fees are in that, okay, that are not currently taxed as a sales tax in Kentucky. And yes, you could suggest that. But likewise, that would include taxidermy and hairdressers and barbershops for consideration, although barbershops and hairdressers, there's only seven states in the nation that tax those. But landscaping services and country club fees and limousine rides are examples that that today are exempt from taxation. Today, Kentucky does not have an estate tax. Mm. However, Kentucky is tied to the federal. And we will have a reinstatement of our estate tax as of January 1, 2013, unless Congress takes some form of action. Mm-hmm. But there was a decision made many years ago that Kentucky needed to eliminate inheritance taxes and estate taxes to reduce folks who were frankly migrating to income tax-free states as they retired. And we have experienced a lot of that over the years and still do. Tennessee is a tax-free state except on dividends and interest. Florida is a totally income tax-free state. And so you get folks who reach retirement age who and also are going to be facing inheritance or estate tax issues for their families, who frankly will change their residency in order to dodge those. So Kentucky may come back with an estate tax. But frankly, I would expect the opposite to occur. Now, you asked the question in the context of progressivity, okay, and the Buffett rule kind of thing,
right,
where you seem to be coming from. But frankly, I would think if any action comes out of our committee, although we've taken no votes and there's been no consensus forming, so this is purely one person's perspective, if anything were to come, my prediction would be that it would be to decouple us from the federal, mm-hmm, so that that estate tax would not return to being applying in Kentucky.
So you see the reinstatement of an estate tax as a potential detriment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
One of the commission's other goals is competitiveness to attract business and investment. Is it possible to balance that factor with fairness to achieve another commission goal, which is adequacy, ensuring there's enough revenue to sustain state services, and how simple, that's another goal, how simple could that end result really be?
Well, I can tell you that in the work in the last two sessions of the task force, almost every topic that's been on the table has had a yardstick. How does it relate, red, green, or yellow? Literally in a coding form, okay, on fairness, simplicity, competitiveness, adequacy. But that has been initiated by the state economist who's done the academic kind of a view and presented his thinking to the commission. And frankly, Tuesday, one or two of his conclusions were challenged by commission members who saw the issue right opposite his view. All I could say at this point is that each of those yardsticks are being discussed at considerable depth. The competitiveness deals with comparison primarily to other states. The two most dramatic comparisons to Kentucky are Indiana and Tennessee. Tennessee with no personal income tax except on dividends and interest. And much more favorable corporate tax structure, but they have a higher sales tax, and sales tax covers groceries. Looking at Indiana, just on the surface, you might look at the personal income tax in Indiana, and it's 3.4%. Well, dig deeper. They don't allow itemized deductions. Well, what they've done is they've dramatically simplified the tax process for personal income. And the economist on Tuesday looked at me and made an observation and said, you know, simplicity, the ideal would be a postcard, you know, that you file your tax on a postcard. But frankly, both Tennessee and Indiana create some competitiveness issues for Kentucky.
John Williams Sr. is a member of Governor Steve Beshear's Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform. The commission is set to begin a series of public meetings around Kentucky on May 29th in Paducah.